So the other night, I actually ha I had like not an a well, I have like an epiphany every day, but I had like a I had a mini I had a mini epiphany. I was sitting there, I was with my pregnant babe, dude. She's like, going through pregnant babe stuff, and she's like, her back hurts, all this stuff, and I'm laying in bed with her. She'll like bring me up to bed, like, "Can you rub my back?" And I'm like, "Fine, I'll rub your back." But it's all day every day. So in my head, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I wanted to play fucking 1914 really bad. So it's like a
Well, the
hard.
game takes too long, so you can't just play it over and over
Oh,
again.
I'm looking, dude. I'm spying on everybody. I'm seeing what's going
Just
on.
start like three different games.
I don't want to play. I can't split my
You got to
attention,
just
dude.
focus entirely
I'm
on
100%.
Benghazi,
I'm 100%
your
invested.
capital,
I'm like capital.
Benghazi.
Yeah, Benghazi, dude. I'm trying to right the wrongs that fucking the Hill Dog did, dude. So I'm sitting there, and.
Hill Dog, Trump Daddy versus Hill Dog, dude.
I'm sitting there, and I'm I'm comforting my pregnant wife, and this is how fucked up I am about phones in general. That like I like bring my phone near me, and it's like, dude, don't be on your phone. Like, tend to her, dude. What are you doing? And like I would like just subconsciously like put my phone next to me, and it's like, dude, I had to literally choose that night. I'm like, am I gonna just do my stuff with my phone? Like, what do I like more, my phone or my wife? That's a hard question to really answer. Of being like, was that? I have such a nightly ritual where like, I go, I do all my stuff, I look at my phone, I like, and I couldn't do my phone thing before bed, and it was fucking killing me, dude. To the point where literally, I was like rubbing her back, and I grabbed my phone and like sat it beside, I sat it near me, and then was like, what the fuck am I? I'm like, I cannot look at this thing for like a week and
You
just completely,
snuggled your phone.
dude. Literally, I put
You
it.
snuggled with
It
it.
was like the movie She. It was like the like literally like
Yeah.
the. Because dude, if you think about it, from
I
your
think it's
phone,
her.
her. Excuse me. I mean, for your.
Please don't mispronounce.
My bad.
Please.
I do apologize. From the phone, you get like sexual excitement. You do get a lot of stuff from your phone that's uncomfortable to think about.
I do get hard every time I see a phone.
I mean, yeah, dude, I literally had to like be like, I have to put my phone on the floor, and it's like
Yeah.
fully. I was giving like 50-50 attention. Like, I was, I, you know, if I was an MSI laptop, which obviously has like I think it's like 6 core
I mean,
processors.
that's too many
I'm a
processors.
dual core, so I'm like, I
Yeah.
have one of my processors is like, all right. Once she falls asleep, here's all the cool things I want to do on my phone. And I literally just like rubbed her back and I just fell asleep and passed out in like a
Yeah.
nice, like normal way. People have been sleeping forever.
Yeah.
And I woke up like so, I was like, oh man, I'm like refreshed. I didn't have a light beaming in my eyes like 2 minutes before bedtime.
Yeah.
It was
Well, that's a
weird.
big thing to not look at your phone before you go to
Yeah,
sleep.
it's impossible, dude.
Yeah.
How are you not going to look at your phone?
I don't know. I put my charger across my room. So when I go into my room, I plug it in across the room
That's a
and lay
good.
down.
That's a good move, dude.
Yeah. My laziness exceeds my desire to get
Your cell phone
online.
addiction,
Yeah.
dude. I've been. I get a bad. Like, so I pee in the guest bathrooms. I don't want to pee. Like, it's just a world of shit of like the toilet seat argument and all that
Yeah.
stuff. So I keep it up in the guest bathroom. So I
Damn, you just
walk.
have married man problems now.
Dude, that's such bullshit. That whole.
Is, you gotta, we gotta get you a man cave.
I do my basement, bro.
True.
I got my basement, dude. I pee in the guest bedroom, and then or the guest not the guest bedroom, the guest bathroom.
Yeah.
And dude, like there's sometimes like I don't shake properly, and I like
Get like a boys only sign on the cover
I
on
like
outside.
dude like
Yeah.
warning, keep out,
Yeah.
dude. I'll like walk, I think I like shook out, and I'll literally just pee my thighs. Like my thighs are covered in pee.
That happens when you wear like no underwear and you're wearing like sweatpants. Just you feel piss just all over your legs.
I can't tell you how many times I've literally just like rubbed piss into myself, like.
Anytime you see somebody in pajama pants, they're just covered in piss. If you wear pajama pants with no undies, just straight piss.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
dude. Like I've been embarrassed. Like usually I'm like a little bit. I rub it in. There's been levels of piss I've had on me the last couple of nights where I'm like, I'm covered in piss. Like I shouldn't get it. I should
Need to
shower.
go to the doctor.
Well, no. I just
Say, Doc,
it's
I'm
a
pissing my
nighttime.
pants.
It's a. I don't even have pants. I'm naked. So I shake naked and I just walk back just covered in piss and I'm like,
Ew.
dude, I rub it in just so I can hit the sheets and I'm like,
It's so
and
sick you
people
sleep
only knew how
naked,
to
dude.
scu I yeah, of course.
Who? It's crazy. I run into people that judge that. I'm like, dude, I sleep naked
How do you
every
sleep with
night.
clothes on?
Yeah, it's
If you sleep
disgusting.
with sweatpants, you wake up and they're like track shorts, the
Yeah.
fucking elastics all the way up your
It's
fucking thighs.
disgusting.
Why wouldn't you sleep naked? That's
I
kind
don't
of
know.
weird.
I guess the criticism came from me sharing rooms with other men and still sleeping naked,
So
which
what?
yeah, I don't exactly.
What's wrong with being nude?
If one of my friends sees my dick, so be it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bonding that helps us.
Also,
It's like you know my darkest secret, dude.
what also
You know
true.
you've seen the penis.
Dude, I don't know why our dicks have to be secret.
Have I showed you my dick?
Yeah, like five times.
All right.
I've seen your dick a bunch of times.
I just was going through my head. I was like, have you seen it?
I've seen your dick like 1,000
times. Thank you. Thank you.
You've seen my dick, too.
I've seen your dick.
Yeah. The oh, dude, I had
you a... coming on to me, dude?
No.
You trying to fuck me,
dude? I had a dream. This is fucked. Well, I have a couple things. I had a dream 2 nights ago that I was gay. But like I wasn't having gay sex. I was just walking around gay. And there was an apartment where this guy was like, come blow me. And I was like, I don't want to fucking blow this guy. But I was gay. So I'm like, fuck, man. So I go to this dude's apartment and I'm like, I don't want to suck your dick, bro. And he's like, dude, you're fucking gay. I was like, yeah, I know. But I was like, I'm staring at the reality of blowing you. And I genuinely don't want to do it. And then I left his apartment, went outside. You were walking down the street. Like, what are you up to? And I was like, ah, fuck. Fuck. I was like, shit, it's
Shane. That's so sick. Your dream was, I was like, who's the last guy you would want to see right now? Oh, here he comes. He walking down the street. What are you, being gay in there?
It was like an unsettling dream. I woke up and it was like, I woke up from that and was like, it was like a, you know what I think it is? I was watching fucking VR porn. VR porn is like very interactive.
Whoa, what were you doing?
But it's on my phone. I fell into a VR. You're like, oh, no. I don't have the right stuff.
I know you don't have the have the case. That you just hold your phone like you're Cyclops.
I'm holding it up, and it's just cool because I can like, whoa. You do a VR threesome, and you can just like turn your phone like, oh, whoa, you're there, and it just adds an element of discovery to it where you're like, oh, something else is going. It's kind of like an RPG kind of. So like, yeah. It was literally for like one night. I was like, this shit fucking, it was like a whole new experience where I was like, whoa.
Did you only crack one nut?
One, but I thought about going for that second because I couldn't fall asleep. That's how you fall into VR porn. Dude, and I thought about, I was like, I might do that again. That was awesome. But then, you know, since I've gotten off it, but I don't know what, I think it has something to do.
This isn't great.
Yeah, dude.
You getting a hold of VR porn is the last thing you need.
Dude, I've been fighting my demons and being like,
yeah, you got cell phone games, VR porn.
What's the Oculus? I've been like seeing, like, I know, like, dude, if you got the Oculus and got a fleshlight and watch VR porn, that's like your first step into the Matrix.
That's
casket.
Elite level Scotty. It's done.
That's a lottery Scottery, dude. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, man, if you put on that fucking VR shit and get a fleshlight, that's a lot of fucking simulation. That's like crossing into like fucking unhealthy. That's like the next opioid epidemic. I tasted it of just my shitty cell phone. Not even horizontally. I was just like flipping around and being like, yeah. Oh, there's another. Oh, wow. There's someone else there. Dude. I was talking to somebody who watched it. They said they claimed it. Like when a butthole came into view, they instinctively tried to smell it.
Smud. No. Not smud.
I can't air him out. It wasn't smud, though. Spud would, I mean, Spud would.
Rainy?
No.
Close?
You're getting warm. You're getting warm.
What kind of hole is it?
A butthole.
A butterly hole?
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to air out my fucking dogs, dude.
True, I hear you.
Someone tried to sniff.
Stop sniffing.
Instinctively.
Stop sniffing.
Which is a respectable reflex, dude. Like, that's an inborn like neonatal reflex, like a quick butt sniff. That's so fucking funny.
Dude, how do these people have like 7 kids?
Well, it's addicting.
What, having a kid?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's addicting. So, like, you have them, and you're like, dude, it's the most, it's like almost like a weird, like, psychedelic experience. You just all of a sudden, they bring a person, and you're like, what the fuck? And then, like, all day long, your brain's just in this loop where you're like, I want to go home and see this person. I want to go home and see this person.
Oh, wow.
And then you see them, and every time you look at them, you're just overwhelmed with joy. Your body just literally tricks you into this.
That's nice.
Like, it's the best in the world.
Yeah.
So you just walk around all day, and like every time I open my phone, it's just my screensaver. I look, I'm like, oh, my heart just totally, it's bizarre.
Oh, man.
Dude, it's the best.
Dude, you're gay.
So gay.
You're gay for your kid, dude.
Dude, girl dad, dude. Hashtag girl dad like Kobe.
You are
like
girl
Kobe.
Dad, dude.
Girl dad like Kobe, bro.
Chill.
Someone sent me a card, and they were like, you're a hashtag girl dad. And I was like, yeah. I was like, Brittany, what the fuck's a girl dad? And her family sent me a card.
You're a girl dad, bro.
I was like, oh, fuck. I am basically Kobe.
You guys should have done a gender reveal.
Should have.
That would have been sick.
Should have. No. But, dude, it was – so, yeah. So, when you get out of the hospital, there's no real time. Like, when am I going to jerk off? It just seems like a crazy thing to do. So, I was like 7 days, maybe longer, super backed up. And, like, watching porn's weird now. So, I'm like, I don't know.
Somebody's kid.
It's all – every fucking Pornhub thing is just stepsister, sister, daughter, stepdaughter. And it's like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. That's what, you know, before where you think you're watching a stepdaughter and then it turns out to be daughter, and you're like, I can let this slide now. I'm like, nope. Then I'm like paranoid. I'm like, get up, because my I can do screen sharing to the TV. I'm all paranoid on my phone. I'm like, what if I was watching that and then it's screen shared downstairs, like my fucking mother-in-law, my wife sitting down.
Oh my God.
And it's just like, daddy. And I was like, dude. So I'm like looking at porn. It's like, no. The only it's thing, like, the only
stud
thing,
fucks beautiful black dude. Mother-in-law.
Yeah, the only thing safe now.
You just cut off George Sidakalis. She's just like, what in the hell?
So yeah, I finally cracked.
Damn,
one
did both of them motherfuck you ever combined? You ever get tag teamed by both of them?
No, I
two
never.
Black queens just coming down on
it
you.
It hasn't, dude. Thank God.
I mean, that's devastating. Dude.
In my old setup, when my ex-wife, I've definitely had two
it's
black
like
queens.
It's like when Kane and Undertaker teamed up. Dude. They were tough.
Oh, dude,
that's a tough team.
With my ex-wife, they would team up on me and try to get me to get a serious job all the time, and it was just like, shut the fuck up.
To make you get a job.
They would constantly try to make me get a job, and I was like, fuck you guys, dude. I was killing it. I was making plenty of money. And they're like, you should like start getting a real job. And I would just be
like, I'm going to start a podcast.
You guys
prove
have no
all you guys
idea.
Wrong.
I want to become a personal trainer.
Oh, that was when you were doing personal training?
I was a personal trainer for 2 weeks at LA Fitness, dude. I had to come home to my two black queens and be like, I made it 2 weeks and I
that.
Quit, dude. I quit so fucking hard.
Dude, I lasted longer at West Point.
Well, I got yelled at for wearing fucking cargo pants.
I got yelled at the whole time at West Point, dude.
The guy told me I couldn't wear cargo pants, and I was at the point in my life where I'm like, well, this is fucking bullshit.
That's a Scotty, dude. You were a Scotty.
Big time.
Someone said no cargo pants at work. You're like, well, that's not fair.
I was like, where am I going to hide my fucking keys in my wallet, dude? Where am I going to carry a water bottle in my pocket? Dude. Yeah, I got busted for cargos, and I was like, this is fucking bullshit, dude. I can't take this. So, yeah, having a mother, living with a mother-in-law. Wife is, I've done it like full time.
It's wild.
This time it's awesome, dude.
This is a good setup.
I want an intergenerational household so bad. It's the way you should do it.
No, we had my fucking grandma in the house.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about when they're in their useful years.
Did you say my grandma was useless?
I mean, functionally, yeah.
No, she was. We're just waiting her out. Coronavirus was. We needed it.
Have you seen the commercials for hospice yet?
No.
Yeah, dude. Watch daytime TV. They run like hospice commercials and shit.
Oh, I've run into that. Yeah, dude. What do you think I'm doing during the day?
So sad.
I see nothing but like, are you a fat piece of shit?
Is your dad dying? Dude, I saw
a hospice. I don't get that. That's a good move.
True.
That's a sick
I've never heard a comic that was so smart that the room didn't get it. That's never happened once.
Never. Ever once in my life.
I've never seen it. I've seen people and I've used references that rooms were like too old to get.
Yeah, but there's never been a joke that was so ingeniously put together that I got home and was like, oh my God.
Yes. Some guy's laying in bed at night.
Yeah.
Sweating.
Wait, so his wife nags him when they're at the mall?
Oh my God.
Oh. Wow.
That's like my bitch wife. Fucking bitch.
How's your bitch, man?
My bitch?
Yeah.
She's good. I haven't seen her. I didn't see her all week.
That's the fucking.
I didn't see her since.
Tell you what, dude, that is the antidote for a bad bitch.
Just put her on timeout for a week. Yeah, me
space,
and my bitch
space
love
and time.
Each other.
Space and time,
yeah,
dude.
Then I'll get there. Then by day two, she's back to being my bitch, dude.
That was me and my ex-wife. We never saw each other all week because we had the opposite work like schedules. Yeah. Then on the weekends, dude, it would just be like fucking fight.
Oh,
it was
really?
Nonstop. Yeah.
We don't fight.
I had an incident with my bitch this weekend, dude.
Yeah,
she thinks it's funny to like grab my balls.
Oh my God!
Yeah, to be like, I'll like start talking shit and fucking with her, and she'll quickly grab my balls, and I have to be like, dude, you got to stop doing that because I'll reflexively, I'm gonna block your arm one day, and I'm gonna fucking hurt you, and I please just stop grabbing my nuts. Anything else, she bites me and shit, that hurts too. Like she breaks my skin, I get fucking abused, dude. She'll bite me really hard out of nowhere, and I'm like, dude, seriously, stop. One day I'm gonna elbow you in the face. It's bad. She fucking grabbed my nuts. I was. Oh, she was driving a car. I was talking shit from the passenger seat.
Oh, she nuts after you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, I'm totally like, we're on a different nervous system. Like, if someone comes for my nuts, I block hard.
Yeah.
Dude, I like kung fu. I like hit her elbow and like bent her arm weird.
Fuck it.
It's not my fault. I'm like, stop fucking doing that. So we were going out to my parents' house, dude, again. It's going great, dude. Everything's cool.
And then she nut tapped.
Tries to grab my nuts. And I literally like kung fu blocked her elbow and bent her elbow like awkwardly. And she was like, ow, you hurt me. And I'm like, you were fucking trying to squeeze my fucking testicles. And it was, dude, I fucking jammed her, dude. It was like, dude. So we go out there.
What the fuck?
We go out there. She's like acting like she has tennis elbow, working her arm. Yeah, fucking working her shoulder. I'm like, come on, man.
She's doing arm circles.
Yeah, so that was a fight. We like get in there, and I'm like, dude, just chill the fuck out. And I went in the basement for a while, and she comes down, dude. Talking to my sister, and she comes down, and she's just like, hello. I'm like, what's up? She's like, I'm upstairs. I'm like, all right.
She said that in front of your
sister? No, she just kind of looked at me kind of like, hi, I was looking for you. I'm like, there's like four rooms here. I'm here, obviously. Like, you ruled out the other two.
She might think you're a wraith, dude.
That's true.
She might think you vanished through a wall.
But that's something I don't know how to fucking navigate. It's like,
Caitlin,
dude.
Caitlin, when we were at Notre Dame, Georgia, like.
She hit you?
She did something where she got mad. Or like, I made her mad. I was making fun of her. And she like started swinging. It was so funny.
Oh my God.
She was like, I could see her like cock her fist back.
Fighting
and, like,
Irish.
She got like an angry face.
Did she ever hit you?
I was dying. She's punched me, but not like.
Never got a good
like
blood
arm. Form. Like, I'll get like a dead arm.
That's not bad.
But she's fucking strong. Those are.
Yeah.
Tough fucking dead arms. I'm taking.
I know, man. I'm surprised how hard she could hit.
Yeah, you can't pretend that it hurt. Brittany's hit me. Your girlfriend fucking hits like popped me a couple times.
She's like a little, whatchamacallit? Money Mayweather, dude.
Yes, she can
hit hard.
She was throwing some jabs at me, and I was like, this is.
It's not funny.
I don't know if we're. This is weird.
I told you about what our whole thing hinges on right now, right?
What's that?
She told me she'd cut my dick off if we ever broke up again. I'm a sexual prisoner. I totally believe her, too.
I do, too.
Yeah, I know. Everyone said that, too. He's like, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
So, but there's also the thing, too, where it's like, if she were to cut my dick off, I get to get a prosthetic.
That's true.
So.
It's going to be, you might bleed out, but.
But.
If you survive.
I'm going to get a prosthetic designed by Elon Musk, dude.
Yeah?
It's just going to be set up for hands-free. Dick. Hands-free, dude. I can just, like, I can sleep and fuck chicks.
You can get raped? Is that what you mean?
Damn, that'd be sick, dude. That's what I always said. I would call my boys. All my boys I know that have big dicks, I have them as my...
Your mold.
My personal references. For, like, emergency contact, that's all my big dicked friends. In case you get, like, a fatal car wreck and my dick gets messed up, and I'm like, call my boy Spud.
Transplant.
I'm like, I want a parking cone like Spud.
Transplant or have him stick mold. His dick into a mold?
Mold, and I get, like, more of, like, a robo... 3D printed dick.
All right.
Yep.
So that's a healthy relationship.
Worst comes to worst, I get a new dick. Worst comes to worst, I get a fat parking cone in my freedom, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm getting beaten. I'm getting threatened. No one cares.
I care.
No, everyone just laughs. They're like, yeah, she probably would cut your dick off.
I mean, I am smiling while I say this, but I mean, this is actually a serious thing.
I mean, I hope I just have to be good and not get my dick cut off. And again, if I do... Apparently,
explains that minion costume you guys were wearing.
I'm powerless, dude. I'm getting my balls grabbed.
Matt and his girlfriend went to a Halloween party dressed as
minions. I actually was excited about that.
I know you were.
I was deeply excited about that.
Dressing as a minion?
Dude, I had so much fun on the dance floor as a minion.
Yeah, it's like you actually like it enough that I'm not, I haven't made fun of you once for it.
I was so happy with that.
Yeah, because I know you don't care.
No, it was
like
a blast.
You'd be like, you dressed up like a minion, dude. How fucking gay is that?
It was so fun. It was nothing but a good time.
Imagine any of our other friends doing that, though. How much you would make fun of,
a minion, though? I would
oh my God. O'Connor dresses as a minion?
I don't know.
What if I dressed up?
I would fucking think
you
it was,
would destroy
I would think
me.
It's hilarious. I really wouldn't laugh. Something about minions bring me so much delight, dude. Like, I was making the noise in the Uber. Like, out of my house.
What noise does an Uber or minion make? Holy shit, dude.
I was doing that all night. I had my goggles on all night, dude. I was dancing. I had a good fucking time.
I'm sure you did have a good time.
It's so much fun as a minion.
Were you the only white guy at this party?
No. It was definitely like... So we did it in Chicago, and it was more white people on the cruise. The one in Philly was definitely like 60-40 black to white.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did you guys go as last year?
She was Cruella de Vil, and I was a dog. That was fun.
This is a fucked up relationship.
That was fun. I don't mind. It's like, because that's something she, like, we were in the Halloween costume store, and she was like, I was like, dude, do we have to fucking match? They were like $40.
Yeah, and then she grabbed your balls and was like, yes, we have to fucking
match.
And you were like, okay.
No, she was more like, it's just the one holiday, and I really like my. And I was like, Jesus, fucking fine. We'll fucking match. But then she picked the Minion costume out, and I was like, oh, hell yeah. I saw the Minions, and I was like, I can't fuck you. I was genuinely excited for that.
Oh, my God, dude.
I love Minions, dude. They're so funny to me.
Oh, man.
Dude, I love Minions. I love the originals. That show about the vampires. Dude, you have to watch that.
Yeah, you, if you like Minions, you're immediately excluded from the science community, by the way.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
How do you figure?
If you're dumb enough to like Minions.
What are the what's the Minion language made out of? French, Spanish, and English. The linguist in me put that together very quick.
I've never listened to or watched it once.
Dude.
I was too busy doing science.
What kind of what science have you done?
Video games.
It's not science.
Yeah, it is.
It's virtual reality. That's escape.
It's very...
It's escapism.
No, I'm calling plays for the Irish. I'm fucking running offenses.
You're in a virtual world, dude. Is this a video game right now, dude? What is going on right now? What should I...
This is so bad.
No, this is great. This is great for the people want, dude.
This is good.
This is what sells in Hollywood, dude. Conflict. This resolution. This is the end of Act 2. It's a cliffhanger. People are like, oh my God, this podcast is over.
Yeah.
Nah, dude.
Still rolling.
Still going.
Still chatting Minions.
Keep on rolling, baby. Still dude, chatting Minions.
We're here chatting Minions.
Live in the den.
Who's your favorite Minion?
Dude, honestly, I don't know anything about the Minions. I just think they're funny. Honestly, I have no idea. Apparently, I was like Minion Dave for Halloween. I didn't know that was even a thing. I'm back on the OG Minions in Toy Story.
You're not even a fucking Minion fan.
That's where they came from, Toy Story.
No. Right?
That wasn't them.
There's
little
a little green aliens.
No, that wasn't Minions?
No, dude. Minions. You don't even know Minions. You're such a... Everything is a fraud, dude. You're like, yeah, I know a lot about planets.
There's 13, dude.
I know a lot about outer space.
That was before the fucking liberals hacked up the solar system and there was 13 planets. They took Pluto out. They're like, Pluto's not a planet.
That was 9.
That was fucking...
And then they dropped it to 8.
You're thinking... You're not even...
Yeah, you gotta lose weight so you can start the revolution.
Dude, I was fucking fighting with Brittany all weekend. We were just fucking... Just
going at it.
Fighting, dude, all weekend. It never fucking stops. Now we're cool again for a day, but like, we've been fighting like cats and fucking dogs, and there was like...
Bro.
There, at one point, she was like, I think we should just not live together. You should get your apartment. I'm like, I'll get a fucking apartment right now. Dude,
damn.
I go right in. I will fucking gladly.
I'll burn this down right
I
now.
Will gladly. Say, no, we can like, we'll still be together. What is that? I'm like, yeah. I'll get a fucking apartment right now. You try me. Dude, so then like at one point, we haven't made up yet. I'm in my boxers and she's like doing her hair and the thing. And I sit down and I'm just like. My little fucking baby belly just hunches over, and I'm in my boxers just staring at her like this, and she just looks at me, and we just hated each other. I was I fucking look like a fat fucking slug, and I was like, I fucking hate you. So there was just this period where it was just kind of like, in that moment, I'm like, it can only get worse from here.
Yeah.
I just sat there and was like, bah. I had like a bad sinus infection, so I still have it. I have a bad cold, and I like ate like shit that day, so my stomach's just hanging over my boxers, and I'm just like sitting there like, I fucking hate you so fucking much.
Bitch.
I'm so fucking fat and gay right now, and I fucking hate you so much.
I called you. I go, yeah, me and fucking Clark broke up again and got back. Dude, we fight like, because I'm mean. So I'm mean, and I say mean things. All joking, but, you know, girls don't fucking like that.
They don't get teased like that.
They don't like getting teased. And, you know, there's definitely some points where she's like, I'm your girlfriend. Don't talk to me like that.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, true. My bad.
Fair
this
enough.
Is something I need to work on. Yeah. I'm an asshole. It's a problem.
Here's what bothers me, dude. It's like the shit I fucking deal with and put up with, who knows? And then it's like, it's insane. And then it's like.
Tell you what, when she needed that superpower that I have, when that black dude was trying to assault us.
Yeah, dude.
Now it's okay to be a dickhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Now it's like, oh, wow, let's use that evil for good right now.
Exactly. Imagine if you the whole time were like, oh, okay. It's not all fucking puppies and rainbows, dude.
Nah.
Dude, my whole thing is when girls come up with arbitrary rules that like they try to fucking proclaim as letter of the law. Like, dude, I do the dishes most times. Now I'm just fucking complaining.
Yeah,
I do
the dishes. Now I'm like, we should delete this part. Cause...
No, they did, dude. This is a real big thing. So it's like, a lot of times I clean the kitchen. It's not a big deal. I don't mind it. But then the other day, I made this fucking coconut jerky that I'm giving you.
That you've gifted me.
Cracked coconut shells. There's already dishes in the sink. Don't put dishes in the sink. I don't give a fuck. I can thrive in any sort of environment. Don't care. If you want to clean, I'll make sure I clean myself up or clean myself up. If you're not cleaning, I'm not going to clean either because I'm totally fine with dishes in the sink too.
Yeah.
So I crack, there's dishes in the sink. So I'm like, I don't feel like doing the dishes. I want to make this coconut jerky. Crack the coconut shells up. I put it down there. Dude, she comes home and is just like,
there's coconut shells in the sink. Man, food doesn't belong in the sink. Man, the garbage disposal's broken.
She went full Cartman?
Full fucking Cartman on me, dude. The garbage disposal, I'm like, I guarantee it's not broken. Watch out. It's just something in there. I'll pull it out. No, get off it. I got it. She fucking goes, no, I got it. I get so, literally, my body's charged. I'm like, just ignore it, dude. It's not a big deal. I'm like, no, but seriously, I'll pull it. No, I got it. Get away. And physically, shoo me off. Dude, she has a little thing of footies, so these soft little socks. I was looking for I had to break something, dude. I'm like, fucking now, fuck this. I picked up her footy thing, her footy, wicker basket, and just fucking slammed it on the ground.
Damn.
I get so mad, dude.
I get it.
I have to get it out. So, dude, I started coming down the stairs real fast. I got those Flintstone feet that she should have known, I'm fucking mad and I want to hit something and I want to fucking just double fist ram her, dude. But I'm like,
oh my God, man.
This is what I want
to
do.
Are you trying to 1776 her?
I'm 1776
her. You're trying to fucking revolt.
My thing is, I'm so mad. She's being such a motherfucker. About nothing, too. Yeah, about fucking nothing. I'm like, dude, just because you don't like orange peels in the sink doesn't mean I don't have to put orange peels in the sink.
Yeah.
You don't fucking like that? Tough shit. That's what I was trying to explain. These arbitrary rules where I'm like, this is your own weird neurotic thing. That doesn't mean that I have to adopt it and abide by it.
Dude, all you have to do is yell Alex Jones quotes and you're allowed to hit people.
I know.
Fucking hit her and be like, this is for 1776. Live free or die. Boom.
I couldn't use that specific time frame against her.
You could have.
I could this is for 1776.
Sorry about what we did back then.
19. So
things weren't really great for your people either. But that's how fuck you.
This is about orange peels right now, you bitch. So in my head, I'm like, I'm just, because dude, when I'm like, it's she was trying to say the fucking garbage disposal was broken. It's not broken. All you have to do is pull shit out. So they do it again. I'm in argument mode. I'm trying to win the argument. She's like, there's coconut shells in there and they could have broke the whole thing. I've established that it's not broken. She just said it was. Mm. So she was like, well, I leave dishes in. I'm like, yeah, but when you a sink or a fucking fork can fall down the garbage disposal, you won't know it's down there and they'll turn it on. She's like, no, I've checked it, and the forks stick out a little bit when they're down there. I'm like, you fucking greasy little bitch, man.
Whoa.
Answer for everything.
Whoa.
And then I was like, nah, but there's certain spoons we have that are pretty short. If you angled them right, you wouldn't be able to argue about nothing, dude. So then I'm like, I just fucking pick up a thing of footies, smash it, take a walk, come back.
Did she witness you smash it?
Oh, she saw me smash it. First of all, I kicked an empty paper bag. I fucking full on from the 50-yard line to empty paper bag. That didn't satisfy me. I saw the first thing she cared about.
Empty paper bag?
Empty paper bag.
That probably actually just made you look dumb.
I know, it did. I kicked it and floated for 3 seconds. My leg, dude, came up to my forehead. I kicked that thing so fucking hard. She's just there fiddling with the thing that's not broken. I'm just kicking stuff in my apartment. Then I had poison in me, dude. And then I pick up the fucking footy thing and just go,
I know the footy thing. I know exactly where it is.
Nothing. It's a wicker basket. So footies popped out and scattered. Then I just took a walk and I was like, God, I wish I broke something better. This is bullshit, dude.
Damn.
Yes, bad.
You got some violence in you.
I do.
You better watch out.
I would never hit her, but it's my thing is
of course
when I'm here, let me get in, and she's throwing elbows, get off, I got it, pushing her little fucking weight into me, and I'm just like someone pushing into you and pushing you away, it's like you're entering physical contest, and you have
Clark
to be
will hit me. Clark will fucking I get hit all the punches, fucking time, dude. Bro. Clark throws punches.
I get purse swung all the time. Punches. Yeah, it's bullshit.
We should start hitting our fucking girlfriends.
This is what I tell her. I'm like, look, you gotta stop fucking hitting me. I'm never going to hit you, but you gotta stop hitting me because it's like you're just fucking priming the tank. You gotta stop hitting me.
One of these times you
could
have a couple sighties.
Exactly.
You hit me, dude.
Or she's hit me on accident in the nuts. Never she's never angrily went at my nuts. I might fight her for that, honestly.
That could be a slap.
That could be at least a fucking karate chop. You definitely. I mean, I've already talked about this. You can definitely use karate, taekwondo on your chick. It's not fucking domestic violence.
Certain moves.
That's the whole point of learning taekwondo because it's not domestic violence, dude.
Yeah.
Like a karate chop, or if you go for a pressure point, grab her arm and push it or her elbow.
Yeah.
But no. So yeah, I've been fighting all weekend. We're cool now, dude. So I don't know how. Apparently, it's always too when she declares a truce. I'll be like, all right, are we cool now? And finally, she's like, all right, fine. I'm like. No, yeah. I'm still fucking pissed. But,
it
is what it is.
Every time me and Claire fight, I tend to call you and just bash her as hard as I can.
That's all you can do.
And then, you know.
Well, I've learned about the bashing because I used to, we would break up and I'd go to my family like, fuck, man.
Yeah, and then you look like a fucking idiot.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Can you not, like, say that stuff like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, I've had friends break up with their girlfriends and me be like, yeah, she was a bitch, dude. And then they're back together and it's like, nah, she's great. Like, yeah, so I do the same thing where I'm like, you know what? Fuck her. I didn't fucking need this shit, dude. Yeah, and dude. Then, like, an hour later, I'm calling her like, I actually need this shit.
Yeah, I was talking some shit. I was like, I will get an apartment right fucking now. Test me. Yes. I was in my swivel chair on the third floor. I was like on typing on my computer. She brought this shit to my attention. I was like, you're bringing up that I should get an apartment. I was like, pull up fucking Trulia right now. I'll get one in my fucking range right now. Like, fuck that, dude.
Oh, fuck.
But no, so we were good.
But
we're good. We got two dogs. Yeah. We can't break up. We got two dogs.
You can't leave the dogs, dude.
I can't break them up, dude.
I understand.
So either way, I'm not gonna bog the listeners.
You got to do it for the dogs.
That's what I mean. I got 10 years.
Stay together for the dogs.
Yeah, I mean, with me as a dog owner, they'll probably live till 15.